Audubon Wheeler head coach Matt Wilder joins us on the pregame as his squad gets together with Stanton in the first round of Class 1A postseason play. What kind of intel have you gained on the Vikings so far?
Well, I went and watched them play Logan on Thursday night, and you know, they're good. They hit the ball well. They squared it up a few times and had a couple doubles, and you know, they put the ball in play. They didn't strike out a lot, and you know, they got walked a bunch too. So, you know, I know both teams weren't throwing their number ones by any means, but you know, they looked pretty solid.
How's your team playing going into the postseason?
We're getting there. You know, our pitching has been, you know, the last couple of weeks has been kind of up and down. We've been walking a lot of guys, you know, but our hitting's been coming around. You know, it was really good for a few weeks, and then we kind of snapped back to reality and weren't hitting very good. And then, you know, we played a good solid ball game against Cam the other night, which we needed. You know, it didn't obviously go in our favor that night, but you know, we played well, and that's kind of what we want to do at this time of the year.
Yeah, certainly had a top 10 rated team on the rope, scored 6 runs in the last inning to take a lead, but weren't able to hold it against a quality opponent. Does that still give you some momentum, do you feel, going into the tournament, with the, even though you didn't win, but you played them tough?
You know, it was one of those things where we contemplated throwing Gavin Smith back out there in the seventh inning, but, you know, Saturday's the important game. You know, today's the important game, and, you know, we weren't overly concerned what the final outcome was against Cam. You know, I was just glad to see them come back and battle and compete. You know, getting down 7-2, you know, we could have easily rolled over and Cam could have 10-runned us. But the kids battled back. We scored a couple. We kind of, you know, put a dent in their lead. And then, you know, we gave ourselves a chance in the seventh. And we put some balls in play. Cam made some, you know, some errors that they probably don't normally make. But, you know, that's kind of baseball. You put pressure on a team and anything can happen.
When it all boils down to it, Saturday against Stanton, what do you view as the biggest keys securing a win for your team?
We just got to play Wheeler baseball. You know, if we come out and throw strikes, you know, we got 3 guys in Gavin Smith, Braden Wessel, and Gavin Larson that, you know, we feel comfortable on the mound with. You know, if we throw strikes, make them earn everything they get, you know, we can't give up a lot of free bases. That's going to be key on the defensive side. Offensively, we got to make the Johnson kid work. You know, we can't give him, you know, 10 pitches an inning and let him just strike everybody out. We got to put the ball in play, make them field it. You know, if we can do that and get some hits and put some runs on the board, you know, hopefully we can put some pressure on them early and, you know, we can come out on the winning side.
Yeah, Gavin Smith is really standing out with his season, especially at the plate. 5 homers, a .470 average, 10 other extra base hits as well, 24 runs driven in. I mean, he's been around for a long time, so it's almost like you kind of expect it, but what can you say about the job he's done?
Yeah, you know, he's been our leader all year. You know, I'd say he's probably been one of our leaders for the last 2 or 3 years that I've been here. But, you know, as a sophomore, he hit just over .400. As a junior, he hit just over .400. So, you know, we knew going in he was gonna hit the ball well. You know, he has for the last however many years he's been here. It's like you said, it seems like 10, but, you know, he's kind of getting that power. You know, he's had a lot of doubles the last couple of years. You know, I think he hit his first home run last year, but, you know, that kind of just comes with age too. You get a little older, you get a little stronger, and, you know, he's finally starting to put together the home runs, and, you know, he's hitting the ball hard. You know, I think a lot of kids in our lineup are starting to hit the ball hard, but, you know, Gavin's just kind of been that guy that we lean on all year long, and, you know, we want him up in obviously clutch situations, and, you know, he comes through more often than not.
It's Matt Wilder, head man for Audubon. When we return, we'll bring you the starting lineups.